Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode number 81. We're in my hot ass apartment.
So hot. Hottest day of the year.
No AC. Yeah, it sucks in here. It's not good. So it's going to be a quick one so that we can turn the fans back on and get in. First on the docket tonight, what do we got?
Names.
My name is Dan.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Jeppy.
Joe is a businessman.
Traveling.
On the other side of Canada.
He drives his truck on down the road, but it's a Fiat.
Yeah, he's got a little compact car he's driving around.
His business sprung for the Fiat.
Oh, it's pretty dope, though. I smashed it.
As far as compact cars go, that's pretty awesome.
Good for you, Joe. I'm proud of you.
I'd buy it for free. Easily.
Proud of my Joey.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so the usual stuff, the little feedback. We got a decent amount of games to talk about, though probably not a lot to say.
Yeah,
I'm going to mention a few TV stuff, so it's Chad.
Cool.
And that's that.
All right.
Let's go.
Get on the show. Welcome to the
show.
Show.
Okay, so to start off the week, we had a bit of feedback from Mr. Manu Biggs, Emmanuel.
Do you like his song? Do you hear it yet?
He didn't mention his song.
How do you not mention
I wonder if
song?
He missed it.
Is he a song?
Yeah, Manu Biggs song.
Yeah, you serenaded him.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'll have to mix that in again. See if you heard it this time.
Feedback from Manu Biggs. Feedback from CSD St. John or something. Feedback for you and me.
He mentioned Prometheus because Joe had put it in his top five last week.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, he's not so high on it, because this is what he said. He said, Prometheus failed where the creators of humankind were reduced to creatures with the emotional range of a Neanderthal.
Probably the best review I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was like...
Of that.
As soon as I read that, I was like, wow, that is one of my favorite feedbacks, in the sense that, like, it's a really insightful point. You know, you never really think about that, but it's kind of true. Like,
yeah, they finally meet the creator, and he just goes... And just tears the thing's head off and starts throwing shit.
Yeah, he was useless.
What are you doing?
I kind of wish Joe was here, because I'm sure he's going to want to defend this. The one thing I thought, though, is that imagine you can create races, like human beings, and other races. Wouldn't you be, like, more emotionally detached the same way you, like, squash an ant? You know, like, so when an ant, maybe you can understand the ant and it talks to you, and it's like, don't kill me, I want to live. You're just like, you're just a stupid ant, and then you kind of squash it. So maybe it wasn't that he's, like, stupid and has the emotional range of a Neanderthal, but more just like, I think about, you remember Watchmen?
He paused for a second and looked at me. Like,
yeah.
I'll tear your head off.
Yeah. No, I don't really care, I'm going to kill you.
Maybe he was like, it's been millions of years, and now you're waking me up. What the fuck? Just tear your head off.
Yeah.
I'm kind of freaked out about this. I've been asleep the whole time.
Yeah. I at first I read it and I thought it was kind of an interesting feedback, but the more I thought about it, it does make sense. The parallel I wanted to draw was to Watchmen. Do you remember Dr. Manhattan?
Yep.
And he says they predict that he's going to become more detached from, like, human society and everything, and eventually he does, and then he's like, I'm going to go create life of my own. It's literally like that, where he's so powerful and so smart, he realizes, like, you know, we're just one species, death comes and goes, and, you know, all of, the whole planet could be destroyed, and the universe lives on. He's kind of like, he rises above it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, the engineers, that's kind of applicable to them as well, right?
Like, how many, every one of those ships went to a different planetary system.
Yeah.
Like, on the main planet or whatever. They all took off and went to a different spot. They all created life on a different spot. Probably, who knows what the reason was. Maybe that they could do it. Experiments.
Right. It's like we crush a computer because it's old.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Take that, Manny Biggs.
I can't respect that.
I want to see your rebuttal on the site this week.
Yeah, it's like I created this little peasant. I can destroy this thing.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be emotionally attached to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, you're here.
It could have been a bad experiment.
Wow, there's billions of you everywhere in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ants.
Yeah.
Too many. 6 billion is too many. Anyway, so that's feedback for the week. I think that's all we
really
have.
Really good feedback.
I definitely enjoyed that one this week.
But it was a huge letdown when you expect, like, oh my god, there's this huge, like, revelation kind of thing. You're speaking to the creator, and then you just...
I'm kind of hoping that they're just setting up mystery for the next movie. Like, they're not giving you much about what they're about.
Yeah.
And then maybe the next movie you get more information. Like, she's chasing them down, right?
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into TV. I'm just going to say a little piece about Doctor Who. I know you guys hate it.
I've never actually seen Doctor Who before.
Yeah?
And I can promise you this. I would never see that show.
Do you know the premise of Doctor Who? Like, yeah. How it is? It's the longest running sci-fi TV in the history of Earth.
And it's British?
And it's British.
Yep.
It started in the 60s.
It started in the 60s?
Yeah.
So if I got Doctor Who season 1, it'd be from the 60s?
Yes.
Oh, no, TJ.
Here's the thing. It stopped, like, I don't know, the 80s or some shit.
Yeah.
And then they did a movie in the 90s, and then it picked back up in 2009. So what they do is that the Doctor is the guy who is the main guy in the show. It's called the Doctor. He doesn't know his name. Yeah, it's one actor, and he regenerates. And that's how they replace it with another actor.
Who?
What do you mean?
I'm just fucking... You would say the Doctor, and I'm like, who?
Who's the Doctor?
Who is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Doctor Who?
What's that phone booth?
It's a police box.
Oh.
It's an old British thing where you used to, if there was like a criminal, you could throw them in this box and lock them in it.
That would suck. Yeah, standing like, up, could like you, no room to sit down.
Yeah, and there's a phone on the outside, so you could call the police saying, I locked criminal in this box.
Oh!
If you were a cop?
No, you're a citizen.
Citizen. This is citizen's arrest.
Like, could you imagine 9 out of 10 people locked in that box? Or just me locking, or Dan probably locking me in the box?
Why, TJ? Calling the cops?
A drunk night? This guy's naked.
TJ is a jerk, and I locked him in the box.
Yeah, I pulled his pants down, took him off, and then threw him in the box.
He's been masturbating in public, shitting all over the town.
They find TJ's got no pants on. He's under arrest. I need help.
Anyways, that's the police box. But the premise of the show is that he regenerates. There's a new actor comes in. The reason I want to talk about it is there's a new actor this season, which, like, people really like the last guy. And they kept going younger and younger and younger. The last guy was the youngest guy ever. He was, like, 24 or 26 when he started.
This guy's old as shit.
They jumped to an old dude, which is, like, more classic Doctor Who. So, I don't know, kind of controversial. He's kind of odd, to be honest. They've had 2 episodes, and they both, in my opinion, kind of sucked.
Ooh.
Which is funny because it's run by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss, which are the guys that do Sherlock.
Okay.
And fuck, what else do they do? Oh my god.
Battlestar.
No, they do some other.
If in doubt, Battlestar.
Anyways, they do very good stuff, and it's been like shit. So I don't know if they're setting up or something or whatever, but it's interesting. Anyways, that they've got a new guy, and he's, I don't know, hopefully coming in too.
Cool.
So that's Doctor Who. If you want to jump in, now is a decent time in the sense that it's like a new actor, I guess. But
which season was the best? The last, like...
The last season was the best. Yeah.
How many years did that run for?
Well, I don't know, maybe like 15 or 20 in the beginning. And then from 2009, I think, to now. So
it's the same actor, the young 24-year-old dude from 2009 to...
Oh, no, he only ran for like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the fourth actor. Oh, no, you know what? It's not 2009, it's 2005? Holy fuck. Has it been 9 years? Yeah. It's been 9 years. 2005. This is the fourth actor of the revitalized series.
Oh, wow.
He's still like the 13th Doctor. So when they revitalized the series, he came back as like the ninth Doctor.
Does the Doctor die at the end of every whatever?
Every once in a while, he just dies and then regenerates as a new actor.
That's
an interesting concept for a show.
Yeah, and he's supposed to only have... They established really early when they thought the show wasn't going to last for many, many years. They established that he has like 13 lives, and he's on like number 14 now, or he only has 12. He's one past, basically. They haven't yet addressed that, but he wasn't supposed to regenerate.
Oh, he can travel back in time, too, right?
Oh, he can travel wherever he wants. But
that's
there's
sci-fi.
Yeah, there's certain... Yeah, that's the whole thing, is that police box is a time-traveling thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, they haven't addressed how he managed to regenerate, but he thought he was going
to
die.
Would it make total sense to start from 2005 on? Or do you need to...
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I started from 2005. Mm. Yeah, they refreshed the series from there.
I always seem so accepting on the podcast. Like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
And then I never do.
Yeah, during a week, no.
Honestly, Doctor Who's not my favorite show. It's got some cool shit, but like I want it to be more serious, and it's not. Like, it's very loose with the rules of sci-fi, and it bothers me.
Yeah.
Once they get into like the two latest actors, they're kind of fun and just like off the wall, so it's okay, and that's enjoyable, and that's what it's for, which is why I like the show at all. But don't expect it to be some crazy sci-fi show. It's just some kind of fun, stupid show with
nice.
Like they really ingrain like. These are the enemies, and they have like it's like a superheroes where it's like you've got this guy, you've got this guy, you've got this guy, and then he battles them in different ways. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. And then he has hot companions generally.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My shirt's wet.
Yeah, it's fucking
hot. I'm soaking through, and this is my sweaty shirt.
Anyways, that was longer than I want to talk about Doctor Who. You want to talk about House of Cards?
Yeah. Really short for you. Finished season one last week. Downloaded season 2 because they're on Netflix. But I will soon. I had that high speed internet. But yeah, it's the first episode I watched today of season 2. And I realized why I like the show. Last week I talked that I don't know why I watched the shit. It's like boring drama. Like, I don't know where the characters are going. I don't care where the characters are going. Today I realized I do like the characters. And it threw a wrench into the works, and it was really cool to watch.
Cool. So,
I feel like you're complimenting Joe by saying good things about that. And for that reason, I hate you right now.
What do you mean?
You gotta say bad things about Joe when he's not here.
Well, it's a good show. Millions of people watch it.
All right, fair enough. It's more about the show. I'm just kidding.
I can't assault Joey. Takes too much offense.
Oh. Maybe that's the insult.
I think I'm dropping the teasing game as well.
Yeah?
He's out.
Well, I'm going to try. I'll still tease you, but I'll try to...
September 5th.
You gotta pick and choose these teases.
Hmm?
You gotta pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've just been like tease hungry.
Yeah.
For many years.
Day starving.
I search for a tease. I don't.
Alright, good.
Yeah, watch it. Good show. I like it.
Cool.
I got another decent show that you talked about BoJack Horseman. Was
yeah.
that no?
I brought it up. Or someone brought it up. Joe brought it up.
Have you seen it? Mm-hmm. Who saw it?
I didn't see it.
Joe.
Okay.
It looks like Peanuts. From the animation, not Peanuts, the show.
Peanuts has his penis and balls.
Yeah.
His Peanuts.
Not Peanuts. It looks like Peanuts animation.
It is. Horrible looking. I kind of like it.
Yeah?
I did not like it after the first episode. It felt like, I don't know, they're trying to steal stuff from other shows, like weird flashbacks with Family Guy that weren't executed well. And
I feel like you're defending Joe right now. Speaking Joe's point,
and for that reason, I hate you.
Joe didn't tote the show. He just said,
"Joe loved the show." The first episode,
you gotta quit drinking that.
Did he say that?
There's a little sip here and there.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Holy fuck! I was too drunk last week. That episode hasn't aired yet.
Going
Anyways, the show's half decent. Honestly, you could watch it and not like it. I'm kind of mixed about it right now, but it's a very unique comedy. Like, it's unlike anything else, so it's kind of odd. It actually reminds me of Hotline Miami, because all the fucking animals.
Yeah.
And the way, like, the intro is really cool, because it's just, it's kind of trippy. It's right in line with Hotline Miami, which I absolutely love, the trippy, weird mask thing that they have going on, like, 80s vibe.
There's humans in it?
Yeah.
Hotline Miami?
It's all humans, but he puts on masks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the BoJack Horseman, it's, within the world of humans, there's just horses. It's essentially regular people's bodies with like a horse head or a cat head or a pig head. Yeah. It's all fucked up. It's got like a really weird vibe. Anyways, if you don't know about the show, it's a Netflix original. I hope we didn't mention this last week. Probably did in the podcast. It's got Will Arnett. It's got Alison Brie, which is that young chick from Community.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
It's got some other people too. The fuck else does it have? Amy Sedaris, if you know who that is.
Yep.
Anyway, whatever. That's my piece. Let's move on.
Cool.
All right, games.
Games and games! So, Minecraft launched yesterday after some weird Like, it's not coming out. Mohang or whatever.
Yes.
The developer said it's not coming out. Oh, it's delayed.
Oh,
it's delayed one day. It's now out. Huh. Crashes PlayStation servers. Down. Can't log in. Can't download. I give a shit about Minecraft, but I'm scared about Destiny. What happens when this network is not up to par with how many people are going to be playing this game?
Here's the thing. They tested the shit out of Destiny, right? Alpha, beta.
Yeah.
And, like, they... Remember that weekend?
It crashed.
Where they let... Did it crash?
It crashed instantly. Remember when we tried to play it? Like, I couldn't download it. It's stuck at, like, 5%.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny will have hiccups.
Probably, yeah. Remember they gave it for free to everybody? That, like, one Sunday or some shit?
Yeah.
There had to have been so many people on.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? It's only going to last for a week or less, right?
The problems?
Yeah.
I'm, like, I'm anticipating this game. I want it to fucking work from the day that I get
here's
it.
Here's the thing.
Don't.
Say at most, one-third of the people are playing the game. Like, one-third of the people who own the game. Bless
ow,
you.
Thanks. That hurt.
You have to hold it.
Yeah, I do. All right.
Okay, so one-third of the people that own the game are playing it, right? At most, at one time. So they need to buy, like, enough servers to support one-third of the people that have the game. The first day, 90% of people are fucking playing that game.
Yeah.
They're not going to buy three times the servers.
Every single person on your friends list is going to be unified into
Destiny.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for that. Just to log in, 10 people online, all Destiny.
So Chad's got
what
the console.
Fire team?
You're getting the console.
I'm getting the console.
I'm getting
the
lighted. What are you getting?
What? I'm just a regular edition.
Ghost edition?
I don't give a shit.
That Ghost edition I regret not getting.
I honestly do too, because it's a real limited.
Yeah,
once.
And it's worth so much money.
Sure.
You can buy $300 there's some guy on Kijiji right now for a whole bunch of them.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. I offered him $200.
What did you say?
$200?
Yeah.
It's $160 or something.
Oh,
what it is.
Okay. I thought it was like the $80 edition.
Actually, I didn't offer him shit. I lied.
Nice lie, though.
But,
that lasted a while.
Yeah. During the week of Destiny Watch, Microsoft is offering a free game with purchase of the Xbox One. Any edition of Xbox One. Kinect, bundled.
What game? Like,
without Kinect.
Can it be like a physical, like...
Physical copy of a free game. So
what
you
game?
Can get Destiny or any game you want.
Any game?
Any game. You buy Xbox One, you get a free game.
That is one of the smarter... Well,
it's genius.
Okay, but hang on. What's the bundle cost for the PlayStation Destiny?
$4.69.
Okay. Which is, what, $20 more than regular?
$20 more.
Okay, so they're giving you $20 extra. By not calling it a bundle,
yeah,
they're kind of making you feel like, oh, I'm getting $60 free.
But, like, the thing is, Microsoft has the Forza bundle without the Kinect for $3.99, and you get Destiny with it.
Oh, so you get two games.
Yeah.
It's them really trying to convince people to buy Xbox Ones
over
a PS4 for Destiny.
Okay.
Clearly.
Props to Microsoft.
It won't work.
A good idea.
It won't work because we've all already purchased our consoles.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. If you're thinking I'm going to buy it for Halo, maybe I'll buy it now.
Yeah, oh, Halo
is a good idea, actually.
Halo is an Xbox game, so might as well buy this. You know? Buy it on Xbox.
It'll be interesting. See.
No,
also, there was like a GameStop was offering their own Destiny bundle. Like, you buy Destiny with Xbox One during this week, and you get a copy of the Master Chief Collection for free when it comes out.
So, States has the deals, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Did you see what Bungie released today?
The real life?
Oh my God!
No. That was yesterday. That was a live action trailer. That was sick. Not what I'm talking about.
That was really cool.
If you buy an Xbox 360 or a PS3 version before January 15th, you can upgrade to the PS4 or the Xbox One edition for free.
Instead of paying that $10.
You're talking about any game?
If you buy Destiny,
Xbox 360.
Yeah, this is for people who are gonna probably get consoles for Christmas.
I get you.
Yeah,
and they're gonna play on 360 or PS3 until Christmas.
That's awesome.
And then be able to transfer for free into the new game, into
your
PS4.
Your character also.
Everything will transfer over.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cross console.
I read it.
If you have an Xbox 360,
but
you get
a
PS4.
You can only no. If it's Xbox, it goes to Xbox. If it's PlayStation, it has to be PlayStation. That's the kicker. But still, that's fucking awesome.
That's
Nobody's
cool.
done that before.
They did it last year with PS4, but not for free.
Not for free. Yeah. And what game was it? GT.
Everything.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Every Rush game. It was Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed,
Call of Duty. Knack is a PS4 exclusive.
Knack sucks. All right, let's talk about games.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the shitty ones first.
Shitty
game? Start with Velocity. It was free this week.
Yeah.
On PS4.
Yeah, I don't have a PS4. I just have a Vita right now. So
oh.
I log in every day and see what's up, see what's free.
Yeah.
See what's cross-play. And I download whatever it is.
You know you could just chat with us on Vita?
Can I really?
Tim did it one day.
Voice chat?
He hopped in voice chat and he's like, you guys hear me right now? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm on my Vita, boys! I'm out! And then he was gone.
PlayStation has the fucking best technology and it's so understated.
Yeah, like,
but
advertise that shit.
PSN sucks. Admit it.
Because Microsoft keeps hacking it.
DDoS attacks, fucking...
I don't know.
You agree? Perfect time to do it right now.
Yeah.
To build up, like, a lack of confidence before the Destiny launch.
Yeah.
And then bring it right down during Destiny launch. Hey, we got this buy one, get one free deal.
Yeah, Microsoft fucking PS4. You got Apple releasing new video or pictures of, like, every celebrity ever.
Did you see any of those?
Jennifer Lawrence.
You seen the movies?
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? There's nude pictures?
Dude, there's a lot.
Where you been?
Didn't you hear about that?
No.
The fappening?
No.
The fappening?
The cloud was hacked.
Sweat.
Oh, I heard someone talking to me about this.
And all these celebrities' nude photos were leaked onto the internet.
That's crazy.
A lot of them you have a hard time finding. Like Rihanna, I didn't see, but I know that happened. Oh, it's just lots.
The fappening.
So, just coincidentally, they had naked pictures on their phone.
Or, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man, like, on Android, if you have it set up right, you take a picture, and it automatically uploads to Google.
Really?
Yeah. And it goes right to Google+. It's private, unless you set it otherwise,
yeah.
But, like, that's just fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's
you might not...
There's a picture of Jennifer Lawrence, like, seriously, like, ass naked.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see, like, any, like, anything too serious down there, but it's
softcore naked, basically.
It's full frontal nudity. It's fine potatoes.
How
don't you hate her? Would you call her babyface fat round?
Babyface fat round.
She's not fat.
She's round though.
She's
oddly round for someone who's skinny.
I don't know, whatever.
She does have baby face.
Jerry's in love with that.
Jerry has
baby face?
Yeah.
He likes baby face?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Why does Jerry like babies?
I don't know.
He likes baby
face? No, I like baby face fat round.
She's fine.
She's fine.
I like Hunger Games more than I should, so.
BFFR?
Yeah. Face Fat Round?
There's too many points.
Anyways, what the
TJ.
Fuck are we talking about for the dance?
You're going to say something about Velocity because you played it the most.
Played it.
Sucked it.
It's really bad on Vita.
Okay.
Because.
It's too difficult.
You can't, like, the game, we only played the first level here.
Yeah.
On PS4. And, I don't know, you need, like, something tactile. You need to hold something.
Yeah, man,
like,
anything reliant on those
Vita
toggle sticks?
Slipping around. The Vita sucks.
The Vita's hand grips, you notice in the back where they put them?
Yeah, like, you have to hold your hands like this.
Yeah.
Like, you're
your
really
fingers,
crunching your
fingers. Yeah, you have to have midget fingers, basically, to hold
yeah.
them in. Otherwise, you're touching the back.
Yeah. I'm always, like...
This is going to be my hands if I did the Vita. Like, completely overlapping all fingers.
Yeah, and the grips are right on the edges, on the right sides. Or right left sides.
My biggest problem with Tearaway,
God.
If you're going to Tearaway right now,
go ahead.
I bought Tearaway, started playing it. A lot of it is like, you're the main, like, you're, the person who's
you?
Playing is like the god of the game. You're a you.
Yeah.
You know this?
No.
How do you know that? They
I
call
just
you
a
you. They call you a you.
Okay.
That's a you. And they have that front facing camera, and your face is the face of the, like, in the sun.
Does it continue to change? Like, is it.
The sun's all, oh, like, it's a different time of day, but you're always kind of there.
Okay.
So you can look up and see your, like, your face, like, there. It's, like, it scares you sometimes because it goes into, like, a cutscene, and you haven't been paying attention to your own face for a while, so you're sitting there, like, all slack-jawed fucking face dripping, and you're just like, oh, like.
That's what I look like when I play games?
Yeah, and it just, I don't know, it's funny, and it's cool, but a lot of the game takes place with the, a lot of the interaction takes place with the touchpad on the back.
Oh,
so
really?
Like your true self, like, is coming through the game, and at certain parts you're moving things with the back trigger.
Right.
And you see your fingers come through the world, and like move around, they animate this finger kind of thing.
Yep.
But I'm always doing it because that's where my hands naturally go. It's my fingers relax too. And it's annoying when that happens, but I don't know, the game's alright. I don't want to play it anymore.
It's okay, I hate it.
So, reports were exaggerated.
Yeah.
Tim said the game was amazing.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it gets a lot better, and like, there's a lot of really cool ideas. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of having fun. But, I can't do it. Handheld sucks. Like,
it's free right now? Or did you buy it?
No, I bought it.
Oh, okay.
It's $20.
I'm not going to buy it.
Don't buy it.
It's coming for PS4. It'll probably be better for PS4.
Yeah,
probably.
And it's a remake. Well, not a remake. Like a new game.
Right.
But,
work.
Let's talk about the new controllers for a little bit.
Ooh, I got the blue one.
Yeah, you guys scammed.
It's really nice. I got the blue one. It was supposed to be released September 30th, but then I guess Sony said fuck it and released them. So I got the sick blue one. See? You can hear how nice.
Sound of blue.
Yep, and if you want to contrast that with the sound of white.
See if you can tell.
I think the white's a little bit higher. The blue's a little, got like a low end.
All right, now that you've heard that, tell us which one this is, and you will not win a prize. There you go. What color was that? Anyways, they're pretty neat.
Yeah, TJ has white, I have blue.
Yeah.
The white kind of looks like an N64 controller with the gray on the back.
Do you notice the gray?
Grayish?
Yeah, I do notice the gray. It's a different off-white. Well, it's truly gray, actually.
The back of mine's still black.
I got the little orange one sticker. Cool. I'm going to take a picture, I think.
It's exactly the black controller. Aside from the front face, the black piece, it's just replaced with blue.
It's blue. It's got a lot of purple in it.
Purple?
It's like, not purple, but it's got a lot of purple. Like,
it's
very,
not. It's not a navy blue.
It's yeah. It's almost cornflower.
You're a cornflower.
No.
You're talking about like those corn chips, those tortilla chips, the blue ones.
No.
It kind of looks like the blue tortilla chips.
There's a cornflower blue, which is like a pasty,
tea?
Light blue.
Pasty tea.
That airs a Sunday, by the way. Wait.
What?
Chalky White, you're talking about, right?
I have pasty tea. Warlock starts this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Alright.
Pasty tea is back. Season 5 was bad, so I stopped watching.
Pasty tea.
Pasty tea.
I can't believe you remembered that.
Well, I know where the joke comes from. You should actually don't, but... Anyway.
Yays. Alright, dope controllers. You snuck them through, and they're in real life.
Yeah, everywhere sells them if they got them right now.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them.
Is that what happened? Like, somebody said, if you guys got them, sell them out?
Yeah.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
Exactly. They're just controllers,
right?
Nobody
wants the shitty, ugly black ones anymore.
Right. They know they've made a shitty controller, and all your batteries are dead, and your thumbsticks are fucking thrashed.
Oh, shit falls apart.
Yeah, I have two controllers that are both ruined.
Sell them out.
Yeah, I forgot how nice it is to play with a fresh controller.
You said that, and I was like, yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Like, I was playing with... It's not shitty. It's... Don't get me wrong. It's not destroyed. Yours are pretty bad, actually.
No, mine are horrid.
But then, I don't know, there's still feeling of a new controller. Everything still feels good. The buttons click properly.
Did you see that?
What?
I mean...
TJ's is bad. Look at how fucking shiny. Look at how shiny. You've worn this thing. It's done.
I forgot that the thumb pads were textured. You know what I mean? Like, there's no texture anymore.
Let me feel it. It's as if TJ ate
all the
fries.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. Deep fried your fries, didn't drain them. Ate them, played with your controller.
Now feel this.
That is accurate, actually.
And then put razor blades on your thumbsticks.
Now feel this. Immediately after that.
Oh my god.
Isn't that amazing? Get a new controller, guys.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
hey, side message me or message on allrangemode.com for a walkthrough on how to scam your old controller for a new one.
You should post a very detailed thread on the site. Yeah. We'll make it a sticky.
It's $20 to log in, though.
$20
per read. Okay.
Just fucking with you. Message me. I'll tell you how to scam it.
Yeah. Oh, that's Bob. No, it's not. Conversation.
I don't care.
All right, let's talk about Sports Friends. We played that today a little bit.
Yep. Honestly, it could be very, very fun. Some of the games, anyway.
Yeah, Super Bowl Riders was tons of fun.
Yeah.
I was laughing hysterically for like 40 seconds straight when we first started playing.
Yeah. It's basically simple games done, like co-op, single screen, whatever you call that. What do you call that?
Wait.
It's like Smash Brothers style, I guess.
Yeah, what, yeah.
Just everyone's on the same.
Yeah, one area. One console, many controllers. Emily was like, oh, why do you bring your PlayStation? Why don't you just bring your controller? Like, we'll play split screen or something. Yeah. And I was like, it doesn't work that way anymore. Games aren't made that way anymore.
Yeah.
But this one has done it. They've got, what, 4 games?
Yeah.
And they all seem like they're half decent, like just fun to play.
Yeah.
Literally, one of them is about fucking pushing other people and their controllers to make them shake fast, which is
that was a
weird.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, try and keep yourself level while screwing the other person up.
Yeah. Anyways, it's worthwhile if you got friends over, basically.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say on that, I guess.
Move your coffee table.
Storms are brewing.
Have fun. What else we got, baby?
Minecraft, we mentioned. Finally, Dan, you got into it.
Yeah, Tim's been talking about this fucking game for years.
Tell us how much you hate it.
Of the world. I told him I'd get it because it came out on PS4.
For
$20. Yeah, $20, whatever.
Pretty low risk.
Yeah, I played it and I hated it. It's not for me. And I've said it before, like, I'm not one to play a game where I have to create my own content. It's like, no, you can level up and get armor and go fight a dragon and gives you shit.
I feel like
it looks so, like, I can't even get past the point that, like, on my big screen TV that I paid over $1,000 for, on my console that I paid $500 for, I'm playing the ugliest fucking game ever made. Tim's like, no, you just punch this fucking dirt. Oh, here, you know you need a shovel for this dirt. No, now you need a pickaxe for this. Go cut down a tree. You punch a tree. One block of the tree is gone, and then it's a floating fucking tree. Stupid. It's just a shit game, and I don't like it.
All I can say is the game is infinite possibility, and if you enjoy being creative, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it really is Legos, like digital Legos.
Yeah.
And I'd rather build a Lego set. And I feel like most of the world would agree with me. That's why Lego sets now are more models than fucking boxes of Legos where you just build whatever you want.
Right.
I don't know. It's just...
But it's more... this is more a box of Legos than
And
you
also,
really
Tim
want.
Is so advanced, right? Tim is so disgustingly advanced. He just makes it...
He is, yeah.
He's been playing it for so long that I think he forgets what it's like to be new.
Yeah.
And I jump into this world and it's like... I'm like, Tim, so if I go into the woods to start cutting down trees and I get lost, how do I come back? And he's like, oh, you can't.
He got lost the other day. I was on top of a mountain jumping.
I went into your fucking house and I went through all your caverns. I was like, I'm never coming back.
Oh, I didn't make all those. A lot of those were...
Well, either way, it's ridiculous. It took me 15 minutes, like, running down through, like, everything.
That's part of what's awesome about it, though. Like, it's...
But no matter where you go, it still looks like shit. Always.
Okay, but you gotta zoom out and look at the big picture. You build something big, and you look at it from afar.
You know what it is that I don't like about it? It's you spend time, you wanna chop down trees, you gotta get an axe. But to get an axe, you gotta get these.
Once you get to know it.
Crafting items.
And get, like, your base down, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Still, it's like, Tim's like, oh, you need these, I'll hook you up with some tools right off the bat. He drops these tools, I cut down 6 trees, and my axe breaks. Well, that was fun.
Right, but if you had taken the axe straight down to the ground like I did,
yeah.
Then you can get iron, and then you can build a better axe. You know, like,
whatever.
Again, there's a learning curve, but...
I've given it probably an hour total, and I hate it.
That's fine. I don't want to defend it anymore. That's fine. Like, it's just not for you.
It's not for me, and I can... That's fine. I can see why people would like it.
I tried to contrast this. I tried to build a map in StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, and I spent probably 2 hours building it, but, like, there was something wrong with the map editor, which was the biggest hurdle. Like, every time I would scroll to zoom out and look at everything,
yeah,
it wouldn't scroll back in. There was no way to scroll back in. When I'd scroll back in, it would zoom out even more.
Oh,
so
really?
By then, like, this map that's, like, 3 miles squared was, like, the size of a life cereal square. And I couldn't zoom back in, so I'd have to save, load it again, and then it was this big, and then I'd accidentally zoom out at an instinct and be like, fuck! And, I don't know, I like the ability to do whatever you want, I'd rather just have it made for me. I don't have the time.
Honestly, StarCraft maps, I feel like I would not want to put the time in because it has to be polished.
Oh, yeah.
But Minecraft is just like hack, 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 hack. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, your house is fucking chaos. I would be too much of a perfectionist. I'd want, like, everything done right. And I've spent too much time, and then when I'm done with it, what have I achieved? There was no story. There was no
guys,
fun.
Guys, come to my house. Do you like it?
No, yeah, I went into Tim's, and I'm like, first of all, how the fuck did he do all that in a day? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
He's got a house where you go into a room, and the whole wall is just chests, and there's, like, torches.
All four walls.
Yeah.
Can we load it up?
We could after it's... No, he's probably not online. If he's online, we can go. If he's not, that's another thing.
That sucks. My God, yes. Before you buy Minecraft, if you're interested, know that there's no dedicated servers whatsoever. Meaning, a world can only exist on one person's PS4, and if it's off, or they're playing another game, you can't play your game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So if Tim wants to play First Light, Dan and I can't play Minecraft on
everything we've built is in Tim's world. And unless Tim is online, we cannot enter his world.
We can't start his world. We can only create our own new world, which is completely separate.
Yeah, and once he leaves,
how does it exist on PC?
On PC, you can run a server in the background, and as long as your PC's on, you're fine. But the thing is, PC is inherently multitasking, right? Like, you can play any game you want and just have it running in the background.
Yeah.
And it takes very low amount of resources if you've got, like, just a couple guys online, right?
Yeah.
PlayStation, you cannot multitask. You can't play another game and then play this. And, like, by default, it automatically shuts down on you if you're inactive. You know what I mean? So
if you walk away from your controller, it shuts down after 40 minutes?
Yeah. And even if you can change that setting, it doesn't matter. It's like, if Tim wants to play Hotline Miami or First Light or whatever, like, we just can't play. Like, our progress is halted.
Hey, Tim, what the fuck are you doing, man? Play Minecraft.
He has to be in the game.
That's very stupid.
It's very bad. They're talking about doing dedicated servers, by the way.
Yeah, for a $15 a month fee.
$15?
That's what Tim said it is for a PC.
Yes, but if they also do the other model where you can have it running on a PC, then it would be free because you're using your own internet and whatever else.
So you have to have your own PC hooked up to your own PS4.
Not hooked up to the PS4, just running. Connected to the internet.
Okay, so the PC has like the PS4 server running?
Yeah.
Are you logging into?
Yeah. It's not even it's not a PS4 server per se, it's just a server.
Yeah.
And you connect to it.
But you're logging in solely PS4. Can you cross-platform?
No.
No?
No. They're so far away from that.
It'll
never happen.
They make millions of dollars every day.
Yeah.
What is this beast doing in this time?
Wearing gay hats.
I made the new game make gay
hats. Did you see his hats?
His hats are very gay.
Sorry about that word. We use it as...
gay?
No, it looks... Yeah. It's like how Louis C.K. is.
Yeah. I use this word.
Oh, I can't the F word.
Not fuck.
Fag?
Yeah.
That's fine to say.
I guess. His joke is you don't have to be gay to be a faggot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, the punchline to that joke is quit being such a faggot and suck that dick.
If you haven't seen Louis C.K.'s stand-up comedy, watch it.
That dude is
the first one, right?
I don't need any of them. He's just funny as hell.
What's the one on Netflix? Like, Live in Broadway or something like that? Or
something. He's wearing a black t-shirt.
Beacon Theater?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. He talks about... the one thing where he talks about weed, where he smokes weed with, like, some weird dudes outside of some show.
Forget that.
And he just, like, freaks out. And he's like, shit. Like, I have to feel this for the next, like, 2 hours... How do I back out of this circle of conversation? Like, see you guys.
Thanks for that. I'm out.
Yeah. Funny guy. What?
Okay, the last thing we want to mention, talk about First Light.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
I would say...
You talked me into buying it. I wasn't going to at all. I wasn't going to at all.
I don't know how you weren't going to buy this.
The reason I wasn't is because... I don't like that girl as a character. I think she's ugly.
Oh my God.
I think she's in Infamous, she's just weird. Like, she's just fucking weird. Like,
so is Delson, though.
She's like a weird crush on her brother or something. Like, it's in the game, like, or in Infamous, the first one. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's...
I don't know, it's just strange. I didn't like her as a character. I was like, I don't know. It's just
I had less of a problem with her, but, again, you gotta remember... Just a character on a screen.
And then after I had beaten it and everything, I was done with it. I've sold the game. I was done with it. I went to Joe's house. I saw Joe playing it. I was like, fuck, I don't want to play this anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Joe's playing it on easy. Sorry to tease you, Joe. I'm not really teasing you. It's the truth.
He's a bitch.
Don't apologize.
I don't know. Watching Joe die on easy was pissing me off. I was like, this game looks fucking shit. But then you talked it up and you said it's really good and you're having fun with it at night. You know, Diablo, Tim's done it. I have no one to play with anymore, so I'm kind of done with it. I was like, fuck, I need something for a week till Destiny comes out. I'll just get it. It's only $15. Boy, am I happy I bought it. It's so much fun.
It's
not even necessarily the story part that's fun. I loved the arena. I thought the arena was like a really great introduction.
Ironically, like I had not played it until this week. I didn't play it for the last episode. And yeah, that's the best part of this game.
Yeah.
The arena?
There's three different arenas. Actually, they're like the same arena, but they're different layouts.
No, they're different layouts. And different enemies, too.
Different enemies, yeah. Some of them are like demons. Some of them are the...
just ground troops or whatever.
Yeah, and the other ones are like the...
Dupe.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a lot of fun, man. Like, leaderboards. Plus, Fetch is really, really powerful.
Yeah.
Like, she puts Delson to shame.
Yeah, if you own Second Son, you get to play Delson, and it fucking sucks. It's really hard, because I feel like there's a higher learning curve for Delson. You got to remember everything. You even get to choose evil and good.
Yeah, like when you play with her, there's only Neon to absorb.
Yeah.
When you play with Delson, there's, like, places where Neon would be is now smoke.
Yeah.
Or something else, and it's just, it completely fucks. Like, you have to actually know the maps.
Yeah.
You play more and more of Fetch, and you like, master that, and then you realize it's impossible to master Delson, because he's got four freaking powers, you know what I mean? And all those powers are shittier. Even his Neon is shittier than Fetch's Neon.
Yeah, she's really? A beast, man.
She got, like, the slow time move, which is, like, super slow, and, like, the
if
bolts
holding,
are so
if
fast.
If you're holding the left trigger, and you hit a weak point on an enemy, it refills the slow meter 50%.
Wow.
So you can literally... Like, there
the chains
slow.
Are insane.
The chains
kills
are...
everyone on your screen.
Like, 50 people. Like,
that's
50,
awesome.
50 people chains.
I don't know if I got 50, man.
Oh, for sure you have. 50 times whatever? Yeah, you have.
I never had 50 people on the screen. Oh, 50 times.
50 times.
Multiplier, yeah, I had that.
Oh, your combos, it's just like... Bree, bree, bree. Like, it's a higher tone every time you hit it. I've had it, like, the max tone. Just, like, a high-pitched sound, like, over and over again. Just shooting guys in, like, head, foot, arm... head.
That's awesome.
Dude, Singularity too?
Her Singularity is retarded. She just flies up, like, levitates off the ground, puts her arms at her sides, and every single person flies into the Singularity.
It's a freaking black hole, basically.
Yeah, and then it just blows up. And, like, you kill everyone on the map.
You just wait till there's, like, 50 guys, and, like, you're almost dead.
Yeah,
your
that's
combos
what
really
I'm about to die, and
just
I'm like,
hit
there's
it?
A ton of guys here.
And it raises by hitting the weak points in your, when you're zoomed in and you're doing slow time.
It's just, she's a fucking beast.
I'm buying it. I'm of course buying it.
You won't buy
it. Well,
no, I will buy that game.
It's fun.
When you have...
And I platinumed it.
What, 7 hours maybe?
When I have downtime during my
Destiny I played it for 3 days.
How many hours a night?
That's 3 days a night.
A few hours of sitting.
Three? So when you have 7 to 9 hours, fill it in with this game.
Yeah.
And it's $15.
That's awesome.
I would say the worst part about it, her ground pound is shit.
I don't use it that much anyway.
Yeah, like Delson had that ground pound move, which was really powerful, and obviously the farther you fell, it doesn't hurt you. The farther you fall, the more it spreads.
But it's still not that good.
It's the weakest thing ever.
Yeah, and like the arenas also have two different types of game modes. There's a survival, where it's just don't die. Enemies will keep coming wave after wave after wave.
That's the best one.
Yeah, and then the other one is...
Rescue.
Rescue, and there's just like...
Hostages randomly appear.
Hostage whizzies.
It's the worst. I hate that one.
Yeah, I did. I dreaded them.
Yeah.
Is there an achievement for it?
Yeah. You have to get...
many for the arenas.
Yeah, most of the achievements are the arenas, actually.
Yeah,
all
the silver and golds.
The story... Mostly. Not that long.
Stories, yeah.
A few hours, not even.
Five at most, maybe.
Yeah.
That's pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can fly through it pretty quickly.
And that's 100% completing the story.
Yeah.
Like, all the lumens and the...
Oh, dude, I did it instantly. I got them all instantly. That's the first thing I did.
Mm.
I was like, I'm going to just be powerful. And then you're not, because you get a lot of points from doing the arenas to upgrade your abilities.
Okay.
So it's like, I thought I was going to be super powerful, and I wasn't. It's just fucking awesome.
But then you get to the arena, and you feel pretty powerful.
You do. When you get some upgrades, like, there are key ones like that you get that are game changers. So much fun.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about challenges either.
50-something challenges?
Yeah, it's just... get this score, kill this many people with this type of thing, and you just...
Cool.
It's like a...
I like that shit.
It's like
it's not like,
exactly.
Do this perfectly.
Perfectly.
within 15 seconds or something. Or like there's Towerfall challenges, which is fucking stupid.
Oh, right.
They're all, some of them take a little while, but they're not hard to obtain.
Yeah, it's like, damn it, I can do this.
You get 90% of them just playing it.
Yeah.
And it feels like faster progression than Second Son did, because, you know, you like 4 points was like a lot for a skill in Second Son.
Yeah.
And this one, you get up to like 14 or some shit.
Yeah.
Like one skill costs 14 points. So you finish the challenge, you get 3 points, you feel good about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Why did Joe review Second Son? Did he give it a review last week?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he liked it all that much. It's just something for him to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he liked it more than he thought he was going to. And I think he's afraid to admit that, in the sense that he kind of like...
Because he hated it.
Well, this game is not good. Yeah.
So excited. I don't know. I do like it, but I still hate it.
He doesn't hate it. That's the important point.
He's going to beat the shit out of the next Meat Boy.
Jeffrey!
Oh my god, I will too.
Oh, it's going to fucking iPhone. Good luck, bud.
It's an iPhone game?
Yeah, it's not going to console.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Never
PC,
played.
iPhone, Android. It's just Super Meat Boy, but with touch controls.
That'd be so hard.
It'd be so bad.
Horrible. All right, I think that's it.
That's it.
Anyone
show.
Anything else? No?
No.
Feedback this week?
Next week's a big one, boys. Destiny talk.
Oh, my God. I think we're done, right? 81 is as far as we get then?
Yeah.
We're never recording again, just we're going to play Destiny. So if you want to hear us talk.
Jump online and play with us all next week. You?
Yeah, maybe in 6 months we'll record an episode. Maybe.
We're also, I don't know. I find that I played a lot of Xbox in the past 10 years, so I have a pretty decent friends list when it comes to Xbox. But PlayStation, I don't. If you're, you know, in the same boat that I am and you're looking for people to play with, we're going to be starting an all-range mode clan.
PlayStation single?
Well, here, yeah, this is perfect. A lead-in. AllRangeMode.com, there's a Destiny. You'll see the Destiny logo. There's a sticky on there.
Yep.
It's got all of our gamer tags on it.
Yep. You can get
find
our gamer tags there. Find
add
us. Add us. We will add you.
No public matchmaking in the end game. You're going to need...
Yeah, you're going to need solid players, and I'm telling you right now, like, me, TJ, and Chad...
We right?
We'll fuck some shit up. Joe might not.
True, man.
Nah, Joe.
Just kidding.
When he plays, he's going to be horrible.
If he plays.
All right, but...
I said when.
My name online is ManFaceDeer.
One word?
One word. ManFaceDeer.
Mine...
It's my PSN ID.
...is Dan Derby. Derby. One word. That's my name.
And I'm TJ Burke 620, so TJBOURKE 620.
What's up, Addis? Joe is what? Black
bear? Bear.
Wolf the bear.
Wolf the bear.
It's wolf underscore the underscore
that's
bear.
That's too bad. Go online for that one.
You know, don't add Joe. Anyways, okay, feedback this week, send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. AllRangeMode.com, the main thread, post on there. Twitter, we're ARM Podcast, ARM Podcast. Facebook is facebook.com/AllRangeModePodcast.
Yep.
We're on Instagram somewhere. Find us, reach out. We'd love to hear from you, especially now that Destiny Week is coming up. So.
Can we play with you guys?
Definitely.
Yep.
Oh.